with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, October 14th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're bringing you a Missouri River Activities Conference volleyball matchup in Sioux City as Lamar's Community takes on Bishop Heelan to conclude the MRAC regular season schedule. We'll have all the action for you with pregame starting around 6:45. First serve is at 7. Catch the action between the Crusaders and the Bulldogs in MRAC volleyball tonight right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, we got to talk a little cross country as we had a couple of meets involving area teams yesterday. Let's get you the rundown on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Starting in Marcus, the MMCRU cross country meet taking place yesterday at the Marcus Golf Club. As far as the girls' side is concerned, only two teams had enough runners to score as a team in the standings. Western Christian wins that portion of the event with 27 points. MMCRU was second with 30 points. Individually, though, the top runner came from Akron Westfield. That was Isabella Utesh, a time of 22:33.27. She won the race by a margin of 23 seconds. Alyssa Piazadovich finished in second for MMCRU, time of 22:56.03. She was joined in the top five by her teammate, Annika Jewell, who finished fourth with a time of 23:41.29. Faith Spenner of MMCRU also was in the top 10 and number 6. Danielle Tesh of Galen Catholic was the top runner for the Jays, finishing in 10th in the top 10 as well. On the boys' side of that meet, it was Western Christian dominating the team standings with 17 points. Trinity Christian finished 2nd. MMCRU was 3rd with 54 points. The individual leader from Plymouth County was Archer Small of Akron Westfield, a third place finish in a time of 18:41.5. Other top runners, Connor Gallus of MMCRU was 10th. Nolan Carver, also of MMCRU, was 11th. And then we see a Galen Catholic's top runner was Antonio Ramirez in 24th, time of 25:51.88. Also yesterday, the OABCIG cross-country meet, a big one down in Ida Grove, featured Woodbury, Central Kingsley, Pearson, River Valley, as the WCKPRV girls finished 9th as a team with 217 points. Newell Fonda took home the team championship on the girls' side. Individual leaders for WCKPRV, Rachel Putzi, finished in 4th for that program, a time of 20:21.87, and Autumn Krajicek was 45th for WCKPRV. PRV as well. On the boys' side of the meet, the WCKPRV boys finished 13th as a team with 337 points behind the leader, Esac County, who won the meet at OABCIG with 77 points. The top runners for WCKPRV on the boys' side was Devin Metcalf in 34th with a time of 19:10.66. Then it was Colton Edwards finishing 67th as well. A rundown of those cross-country results from yesterday. You can find those on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's get you now some football news to kind of recap some of the weekend that was in week 7 of the high school football season. And to do so, we're talking a little football rankings first. The Iowa High School Athletic Association releasing another set of those rankings that will be very crucial towards seeding some postseason matchups later in the postseason. Starting in Class 8 player, where Bishop Garrigan is top ranked, Woodbine checks in at number 2, Gladbrook Rhinebeck number 3, Iowa Valley 4, and Audubon number 5. GTRA, they are the top team in Class 8 player District 1 and ranked number 7. Kingsley Pearson, after their loss to GTRA, is out of the top 10. Class A, MMCRU remains the number 1 team in the state after their big victory over West Sioux. We're going to hear from the Royals here in just a moment. St. Ansgar's number 2, ACGC 3, West Sioux 4, and Wapsie Valley's number 5. Woodbury Central has not moved either. They are still ranked number 8 in Class A. Over to Class 1A, where West Lyon is the number 1 team in the state still. Grundy Center 2, Iowa City Regina 3, South Hardin 4, and Trainer is number 5. Ridgeview has cracked the 1A rankings. The Raptors are ranked number 10 this week. Over to Class 2A, Kemper Catholic is number 1, PCM 2, Okoboji 3, Bellevue 4, Centerville number 5. In Class 3A, this is where RPI is now factored. Clear Lake is number 1, West Delaware 2, Solon 3, Bishop Heelan 4, and Sioux Center Center number 5. Class 4A, also based on RPI, Cedar Rapids Xavier's number 1, Decorah 2, North Polk 3, Gilbert 4. Sergeant Bluff Luton actually dropped 3 spots even after their victory over Lamar's on Friday night. The Warriors are ranked number 5. Fort Dodge, who Lamar's will go and travel to play this week. The Dodgers are ranked number 9. Lamar's only lost 1 spot with their loss to Sergeant Bluff Luton this Friday. The Bulldogs sit at number 12 in the Class 4A RPI. Still looking pretty good if they don't get one of those top 2 automatic qualifying spots, but you still want to at least try and help your cause out just a little bit. But the Bulldogs sit at number 12 in Class 4A RPI. Over to the Class 5A RPI, Waukee Northwest is number 1, Dowling Catholic 2, West Des Moines Valley 3, Sioux City East a big win this weekend, they're ranked number 4, and Ankeny checks in at number 5. You can check out those rankings in their entirety. You can find those on our website at KLEM1410.com. And we're continuing to recap football in Week 7 action around the area by taking a look at some of the matchups that took place. First, in Paulina, where Galen Catholic dominated South O'Brien by a margin of 42-7. And a lot of their domination came on the ground with 471 yards rushing. Head coach Jeremy Schindler says his team was just the better team in the trenches.
We knew that was probably going to be our big advantage, our offensive line against their defensive front, just in terms of physicality and size. We knew we had them overmatched. And, you know, we had a decent game plan going in with Wyatt, Easton, and them carrying the ball. And we actually thought we'd be in the spread a little bit more and just running from the spread. But once we got into that, you know, little I formation pistol set, when that started working, it was like, well, why go away from it?
Well, and the other part of that, too, was why go away from Wyatt Kuntz? He ran the ball so well against South O'Brien to the tune of 319 yards and 4 touchdowns. Coach Schindler says he was very impressed with how Wyatt ran the football.
Just really proud of Wyatt. I mean, the kid has gotten so much better as the year has gone on, and that's what you see a lot of times with backs. As they get more reps, they just get more comfortable. And, you know, he's also gotten more explosive this year. You know, credit the weight room, the work he's doing in the weight room as the season's gone on. I think he's gotten a little faster. Mm-hmm. He's starting to make some of those big runs that he wasn't making in the beginning of the year because he's added a little speed and a little strength.
The Jays will take on West Sioux on Friday night. A win would guarantee the Jays make the playoffs. But a loss does not eliminate them from the playoffs either, necessarily, automatically. And so that will be a big game, obviously, for the Jays in that regard. Over now to MMCRU, where the number one team in Class A football. They secured their district championship with a 14-7 win over West Sioux. And the Royals were able to set the tone right away on the first play from scrimmage. Brayson Mulder broke off a big 75-yard rushing touchdown that started the scoring and set the tone for the Royals offensively. MMCRU head coach Kyle Oswald says that was a play that was looking to set the tone, and Mulder ran it well with help from his teammates.
Coach Ude wanted to have an attitude play to start out the game, and we had a great couple blocks, and honestly, that's Brayson's really his second game back from injury from week 2, and he was able to bust one, so that was good. We're thankful for that.
And a big help was on the defensive side for MMCRU, who forced 6 turnovers. 5 of them were on interceptions. Coach Oswald says his guys made some great plays.
We were fortunate in a couple of them, and most of them, though, our kids just made great plays. They've got some great athletes and whatnot, but so do we. And we've got some guys with some good speed, and they have honed their skills, and they've earned it. They keep earning it, and they need to keep earning it if they want to go where they want to go.
The last thing they have to earn is a victory in the regular season against Hartley Melvin Sanborn. That will be Friday night on the road at Hartley, and a win would guarantee the Royals a number one seed going into the Class A playoffs, and then would also guarantee them home field in Marcus all the way through the quarterfinal round. Again, that is a 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday night. If you'd like to hear any more from the coaches that we just highlighted, you can do so by checking out our Coach's Corner program, which you can find at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's take a look at the sports schedule for today with conference season winding down in volleyball. Some of the final touches on the conference standings are tonight, starting in the Missouri for Activities Conference, where Lamar's Community is set to battle Bishop Heelan in Sioux City. We've got the contest for you right here on KLEM. Coverage starts around 6:45. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux City North. It's Sioux City West at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. And Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sioux City East. In the Wargo Conference tonight, Galen Catholics at South O'Brien in a preview of a regional opening round contest in which the Jays will head to Paulina again next Monday. Ramsey St. Mary's is at Hinton tonight. It's Hartley Melvin Sanborn at MMCRU. Harris Lake Parks at Akron Westfield. Got a battle of Old Siouxland Conference rivals as George Little Rock is at Sibley Ocheyedan and West Sioux is at Trinity Christian. By the way, a win for Hinton would guarantee them the regular season championship outright in the Wargo Conference. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson celebrating senior night tonight. They host Ridgeview. OABCIG's at Lawton Bronson. It's Woodbury Central at MVAOCOU. Siouxland Christian is at River Valley and West Monona is at Westwood. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.